Hi there. The word for you today is stop being so critical. We've been talking about it for the last few days, and this is the last in the series. James 4 verse 12 says, "Who are you to judge your neighbor?" Nobody wants to spend time with somebody who monopolizes the conversation by updating you on their top 10 people to criticize list. Staying home and watching old movie reruns is more appealing than going to that party. It's a hard truth to hear, but the people you need most are the very ones who will begin to avoid you when you become known as a constant fault finder. Now, sometimes criticism is inadvertent. I mean, on a better day, led by God's Spirit and focused on what's positive, we wouldn't say those things. Notice what Aaron said when his sister Miriam was smitten by God with leprosy for criticizing the leader of Israel, her brother Moses. Numbers 12 and 11, Aaron said, "We have acted foolishly." He didn't try to defend his position by saying, "Yes, Moses did marry the wrong person," or "We deserve more of the limelight." He realized his mistake, repented, and retreated from it. And if you have a critical attitude, you need to do that too. Why? Because criticism blocks the flow of God's blessing in your life. Oswald Chambers wrote, "Whenever you're in a critical temper, it's impossible to enter into communion with God." So stop and ask yourself, is the momentary relief I get from criticizing others worth losing my sense of God's presence? To regain that sense of His presence, you need to be willing to confess and forsake your critical attitude, then replace it with a gracious and loving one. Today, why don't you get down on your knees and pray this simple prayer? "Lord, forgive me for thinking that my perspective is always right. I acknowledge that as arrogance. Give me grace in dealing with others, the same grace that I've received from you. Help me to accept your differences and not demand that everybody see things exactly the way I do. Give me victory over my critical attitude. This I pray in Jesus' name. Amen." You know what? God will answer that prayer if you mean it. That's the word for you today.